people see me as somebody who's strong and, oh, you're strong-willed, you're confident. So people do not think it should get to you, it should get to me so much. Oh, you're okay. I mean, just brush it off and move on. But the thing has entered. The breakfast was served. Plates cleared and all. So sometimes it's how people see you as well.
Hello, friends and family. Thank you for joining my lifestyle podcast, where I share insights on surviving as a youth in Ghana. I am Kwabena Nyamiche Dapa. I'm a marketing practitioner. And joining me today to have a conversation on becoming 30, especially in this Ghanaian setting, is a pharmacist and a makeup artist. Her name is Ekuya Kunedu Dapa. Ekuya, good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Super. Becoming 30. You know, the big 30. I was 30 some 3 years ago, and it comes with a lot of expectations, a lot of feelings. But how was it for you? You just became 30 like a week, no, yesterday, is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
so how is the feeling for you?
Right. So it's fresh.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course, leading up to yesterday when I actually turned 30, it's been an exciting time reflecting on my life so far, things I've done, things I've not been able to do, things I want, things I have. So it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you when you say things you have and things that you couldn't make up for. Maybe you had some expectations that you wanted to reach becoming 30. And based on that, how do you feel, you know, when you're getting closer to 30, like you get 28, 29, for me, I felt some urgency, right? How was it for you? Did you feel time was running out? How was the feeling?
Okay, so I had goals, or should I say I had set timelines for certain things.
Right.
So approaching 30, some of them I have been able to achieve, thank God. Others not yet. So definitely I look back and then I say, okay, this should have been done by 30.
Yeah.
30 is next week. It's not here. This should have been done by 30. 30 is next week.
Yeah.
So I still have a number of items on that list that I haven't been able to tick or check off.
Nice.
Which I had hoped I would have done by 30.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up and maturing,
yeah,
I have come to appreciate times and seasons and not having things always go the way I plan. So we regroup and then we move.
I love that. We regroup and then we move.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes I also feel that a lot of young people are under pressure, right, to achieve things before turning 30. But I think that we all have different destinies, and probably God has given us different timelines that we have to meet. So when we now start comparing to others, then we feel the pressure. You know, the interesting thing, so when I was preparing for all this conversation, I was asking myself, really, what is pressure? And this is what came up.
Mm-hmm.
People racing erroneously on social status than real equity. So people racing erroneously on social status and real equity. Like, this social media fad is just getting people off. People are doing all manner of things. I want to know for you, how have you managed it? You know, you are a professional, you are a pharmacist, you do makeup. You're on social media, definitely.
Yes, I am.
You see your friends doing a whole lot of things. How do you manage all this?
Okay. So number one thing that I have learned, you believe social media at your own risk. Yeah.
Let me say that again.
You believe social media at your own risk.
Right.
Or you believe what you see at your own risk.
Right.
I mean, people are putting out things that is not really what is actually happening.
Yeah.
So there's that. It may not be exactly what's happening, or it's not the full picture.
Right.
Definitely there are some great things to learn or to pick from social media. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you know the drill. And then in the same space, there are some negatives or some bad things that you can pick up or can affect you.
Mm.
Now, it is up to you as an individual to determine what you want mm-hmm. on that app, what you want in that space,
yeah,
what you want to do. So seeing somebody's wedding with all the flashy vendors and all the great stuff and all the bling, it can be an inspiration for you rather than be choking.
I like that. It should be an inspiration.
Yes, rather than be choking and be saying, must be cocaine, they're doing something shady.
Yeah.
Be happy for somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Be happy for somebody. Because some people are doing it very comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everybody that is struggling. If you think everybody's struggling,
you gotta think again.
It's not everybody that's struggling. Yeah. Some people are doing those things comfortably. So when you see it, yes, it's nice. Everybody likes nice things.
Yeah.
Be inspired by it. Tell yourself you're going to do more to get it. If you've seen it, you think it's nice, you want to get it for yourself. From where you are sitting, with that 3CD in your pocket, what do you need to do to top up that 3CD so you can also have something like that, if that's what you want to do?
Yeah.
Because like I said, some people are doing this very comfortably. They are not taking loans. They are not breaking bank. So what is your story?
What is your story?
Do you have the money for it? Yes. You want to do it, do it. Do you have the money for it? No. You want to do it, find the money legitimately.
Yeah.
And do it. Value. So it's really up to you. What is out there is out there. It's a free space. Everybody is at liberty to post. Everybody's at liberty to do, to put out whatever they want to put out to an extent, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to determine how what you are seeing affects you. What impact is going to have on you? Are you going to be jealous? Are you going to be sad about it? Are you going to say, oh, this is nice, I want to be able to do this one day, and then work towards it? So that's how I look at things. What do I want? I want this thing. Is it nice? Is it great? Okay, it fits in what I want or what I would want to do. Do I have the resource for it? I go do it. I don't have the resource. I still want it. How do I get the resource for it?
I really want us to pause on that. I'm with you on that about building value, right? About you seeing someone doing something that you wanted to do, it should rather be an inspiration for you than to fight them. And I'm with you on when you talk about value. Because I noticed that a lot of young people today just want to get the effects of hard work, but they don't want to go through the hard work. So they see people having the nice things, then they want to quickly get the nice things instead of going through the process of getting the nice things. So I'm really with you on that. And then when it comes to the whole social media platforms, how we treat it. You spoke on something and I summarized that selective absorption.
Right.
You have to be selective what you pick on social media.
Yeah.
Because people are putting on a lot of things, right?
Yep.
Sometimes you know some people, you see what they put out on social media and you wonder, is it really the person who's putting out this? Because there's a big gap, right? So if people don't selectively look at or pick from what's on social media, they're going to put themselves in trouble.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of young people do that. So we've spoken about value and all those things. Now, you're a corporate person and you also run, a small business.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start from the corporate side, right? What are some of the lessons you have grasped working in the corporate space? How many years have you been in corporate?
5 years.
So what are some of the lessons you've grasped becoming 30? And, you know, I also give my angle to it because I've been out of 30 for some time. So maybe how I look at it and how you look at it being in 30. And I'm sure you did some introspection on becoming 30. So what are some of the things you've learned corporate?
Right. So I've been fortunate to work with a multinational company. A few months after school, I got in there.
Right.
And it has been a very interesting and insightful journey. Now, there's a lot I have learned.
Yeah.
This time will not be enough to go through it all.
Yeah.
But I'll just talk about visibility. So it was in one of the meetings that I had like a month or two ago where we had someone senior management talking to us, and she said, visibility is currency.
Repeat that.
Visibility is currency.
Yeah.
So for me, my personality and the type of person that I am, if I'm in a space, you know that I'm there. I mean, before hearing that or even before knowing that, I always
make your presence felt.
I always put myself out there. If there's a situation, there's something I can do to help, I would contribute.
And you know how we put it in our local colors, Puskaya.
Yes.
And you can make it feel bad.
Puskaya, no. There's Puskaya. There's a difference. There's a difference. There's Puskaya. But visibility, I mean, okay, I'll do the Puskaya and then take it from another angle. So let me start by saying that. Letting your work speak. Don't hide what you're doing. So there's a project, you gave support on the project. Don't hide it. Be seen. Like, let it be known that you joined this project.
Yeah.
You assisted, you volunteered here, you did that, you did this.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the workspace, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get their foot in the door. Everybody's trying to step up. Everybody's trying to progress.
Right.
And those at top level, they always look back. I mean, they're looking at what you're doing on a day-to-day. Before there's an opening for a promotion, they're already studying you. When there are problems, they know those that come forward, those that are go out of their way. They don't stick to just their job description and their 8 to 5.
Yeah.
When we've closed, we've closed.
Mm-hmm.
We come back to work tomorrow at 8.
Yeah.
They look at all those things. If you go an extra mile, you put in extra effort, you take up
extra responsibility.
You take up extra responsibility.
Right.
Then you get seen.
Yeah. That's visibility.
That is visibility. And and when we say it's currency, in a situation where someone needs to be picked, maybe we quickly need, okay, there's a project, we want someone to head the project.
Yeah.
We don't have time to do interviews and all of that. Then we are in a room and then they suggest someone. Do you think per the work you are doing in that company, your name would come up in anybody's mind at that point? So that's the idea behind visibility is currency. Ensure that you are being seen consciously. Don't just do your work and say, they said we should put it here, I put it there, that's it.
Yeah.
Ensure that you are being seen putting it there. Ensure that you are meeting your deadlines, you are doing what you're supposed to do, the way you're supposed to do it. So that we know, okay, who are those that are punctual? Your name can be mentioned. Who are those that are trustworthy? Your name can be mentioned. Because you've been seen, you've been experienced to do that.
Yeah.
And then Puskaya, I mean, like, let me just say, like, put your hand up to be called.
Yeah.
So you don't have to know it all before you get in.
That's it.
You don't always have to have everything figured out.
Yeah.
Some of the things you learn along the way. So I'll tie it into don't be afraid to fail in the corporate space. Don't be, in life generally, don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
Because if you try it and it doesn't work, the only thing that has happened is you have confirmed one way it will not work.
Yeah, try another.
Try another.
And feel for it.
Feel for it.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to fail, because you'd never know, okay, what if I fail? There's also what if you don't?
Yeah.
You can discover something great trying to get to place A, and then you discover something else that was not even related into your related to your destination.
Someone said that you really don't fail, you just gain experience. So I think it's a mindset.
Yes.
Really.
The mindset. You need to be open to try it. And saying this, I know I'm speaking to myself. I don't like to try new things a lot of the time. I'm learning.
You don't like trying new things?
No.
Is it?
I don't. Okay. I don't, I'm not a very adventurous person. Food, whatever. I don't like to try anything. But I've had to consciously open myself up.
Yeah.
Because I realized that it's not a way to live.
Right.
You don't know until you have tried. This is not to say people should come taking me to try things I don't want to do. I see you.
I love that.
Yeah. So yes. Visibility is currency. Don't be afraid to try new things. And then always put your hand up.
Always put your hand up. I like this. You know, I've been, for the past, I think, 6 months or so, I've been very big on personal branding. And I think personal branding is one of the things that really gives us that visibility. And social media is a very relatively cheaper platform to push yourself out than looking at other alternatives.
Okay.
Because it's free to be on social media. you say the things you want to say. I always tell me that, see, people have perceptions about you, whether you like it or not, but own the narrative by talking about what you want people to know about you. You talk about your successes, talk about your failures, and you see, success is sweet because it talks about good things. It talks about improvement, performance, right? People don't want to hear failure, but they want to hear what you did with the failure. So when you fail, find ways that you can learn from the failure and move forward, and then share those experiences. Because I've come to notice that in Africa, we really don't want to tell our story. Okay, we all have very, I don't know, the way we feel about talking about ourselves. We feel I'm being too known. If people know about me, it's like I'm talking too much about myself, that kind of thing. You know, we don't look at the brighter side that probably if I talk about my successes, there's somebody who is going through a similar thing and the person can learn from me. If I talk about my failures, there's somebody who has probably failed and is like on the ground, doesn't know what step to take, but when they read my story, they can do something different. And that's what motivates this kind of conversation that we'll be having, right? So great. And I love that. I love the visibility and don't be afraid and all that. So that's for business. And what really moved you to start a side gig? Because people say Ghanaians are magicians. We get very, you know, relatively low salaries, but we're able to do a lot of So how are you able to, you know, start a business, mix it up with work?
Right. So I've always loved fashion, looking good and all the nice things.
All the pink things.
I don't know about pink. Nice things. Let's leave it there. So yes, right through uni days, I would turn on my laptop, go on YouTube, watch makeup videos, and then try it out on myself, and then go to class and people say, oh, it's nice. You say, yeah, doing is nice, and all of that. And sometimes I'll just make myself up in my room,
right,
take pictures, clean it off, and go about my day. Mm-hmm. So I just started doing makeup from uni days for myself. Mm-hmm. And I had people saying, you should try learning this thing to do it professionally, right, make a business out of it. But I really didn't want to do that. I remember at the time I told one of my friends that there are so many people doing makeup. Mm-hmm. Why should I have to join? If you need a makeup artist, you'll find one. It's already a saturated space. I remember using that word, saturated.
Yeah.
It's a saturated space. Don't get in there. Leave those who are there, mm-hmm, to do what they are doing. So I went through uni, came out, did my housemanship. I still hadn't thought of making a business out of it. Mm-hmm. Then we're done with housemanship, did my professional exam, had my induction. And then I was at home, I didn't have a job. And then my cousin says, she has a friend who's a makeup artist and I should go learn with her, understudy her and all of that. I said, I have the time.
Yeah.
And I like to do it anyway.
So why not?
So then I started working with her. And that's basically how it started. So we'd go on a job. I mean, it was more of on the job training. We'd have a class every now and then. But it was more of field work, if I should put it that way.
Apprenticeship.
Yes, apprenticeship, exactly. So
I think apprenticeship is something that a lot of youth don't want to do. They want to be their masters immediately.
Well, that's a conversation for another day. Because
let's have it.
It's there are so many ways you can look at it. Definitely, yeah, there's value in understudying.
Yeah.
Those that you are seeing that are making it and their rate cards hit the ground and the ground cracks up. They didn't just form that. Yes, they didn't just form that.
Yeah.
It's a reputation, it's a brand that has been built,
right,
over a period. Okay. And you can't just come up on the first day and people will accept you and take you for your word that I can do it. Mm. People need to see.
Yeah.
People need to experience you. You need the process. There's no shortcut. There's no shortcut. I mean, you need to go through the process. We are not saying that we are glorifying suffering or you have to take 1,000 years to get what somebody also took 1,000 years to get. No, but go through your process.
We all have different processes.
Yes.
Own yours.
Go through your process. Go through your process. Don't expect to wake up today and be the number one makeup artist in Ghana just by coming out of your room and going to a shop and buying brushes.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Or trying to just work with the big names.
No. You need a brand. You need to build yourself. Okay. If the person who's the topmost makeup artist in Ghana right now, if she's called for a job and she's not able to go, can she send you as a substitute? Ask yourself that. Would you be able to put out the same value that she would if she was the one that showed up? No. So why do you want to call the money she's calling? Mm. You're not her mix.
I like that. Like that. That's like a good acid test.
So you're not.
If the person you're looking up to, the value they provide, if you can, yours can be a substitute, then it means you are growing.
Yes, it means you're growing. Like you have come to a level where you actually have that capacity or ability to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and have, built... have the capacity and ability to.
Yes.
Don't just look like them.
No.
Yeah. Because I see a lot of people trying to look like them.
No. So
they have Instagram accounts comparable to them. They have followers comparable to them. But when it comes to the value.
Doing the work. Like, so we'll come back to the point where you need to know what you want from that person and what you are picking. There's a lot on social media, but we are all on different paths.
Yeah.
For my makeup brand, for instance, I had interest in more corporate shoots, birthday shoots, family shoots. Mm-hmm. So if you go on my page, I think I've done just 3 brides.
Yeah. And she did my wife. she did my wife. So
I've had 3 bridal bookings. But I've done a number of bridesmaids. I've done a lot of corporate shoots. Now, that's the space that I find that I thrive. Hmm. So I'm not even chasing after brides.
Yeah.
If I should get a bridal booking, it's something that I can do, something that I will do, but it's not necessarily my focus.
Yeah. It's not a niche at the
moment. No, my focus is on everyday makeup. Hmm. I want to be able to build up women to even be able to do their makeup by themselves.
Let me hold you right there. So I'm hearing you talk about right now focusing on something as a young person.
Right.
Because there's a lot of information out there. I mean, we are in a digital age where information has really, really abound, right? And you are just talking about focusing on particular things and building them. And I think that's something that youth of today have to pay attention to. You know, I think there is a time in your life where you have to do a lot of things to find out what you are good at. And when you find what you are good at, you stick to it and grow your niche in that area. And I can see you did that. So what I can see is you started early.
Yeah.
You could say that because right from
university
days, you started experimenting. You started getting the ideas and you started building from there. And I think that's something that today's youth we should be looking at, right? We should start experimenting early. I was telling someone that when my children grow up, at age 15, they'll start doing internship. Because it's good when you start early, you're able to experience a lot of things. I hear people say that youth of today are in a hurry. No, I don't think youth of today are so much in a hurry. I think that youth of today have enough information to get a lot of things done quicker than they used to.
Right.
So youth of today don't have to, they have to learn, right? They have to keep learning. I think that's one of the things. You have to keep learning and then work towards focusing your skills on something. So let's move to relationship. You know, relationship. Do you think, probably, I don't know if in Ghana we start dating early. Do we? I always thought to go to school, learn, get all the grades.
Do we do what we are told? Do we do what we are told?
But that one, I can't really tell. Probably our audience can let me know in the comment section if we really start dating early. But for me, what I want to look at is I see a lot of young people probably going through broken relationships and like they are scarred for life, right? So for you, do you think time is really a healer of broken relationships, or there are other things that come in?
So yes, time definitely helps. There's definitely more to it than just time, but time does help. Now, the experiences are different depending on who you are exposed to, where you come from, and definitely if something doesn't go the way you planned, or something doesn't go the way you envisaged, there's hurt in the mix.
Right.
You get hurt. You can get disoriented. You can be thrown off balance. Sure. There is that. But if you have a good support system, when I say support system, it could be your friends, it could be your siblings, it could be your parents, whoever is that person that gets you. You go to them, you talk to them, or you keep in touch constantly after the failed relationship or whatever. And you just let it out. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to vent, vent. You can insult them a little. It helps sometimes to insult them. Just get it off. Get it off your chest, and then you'll be good.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Yeah. Get it off your chest and you'll be good. I love that. Get it off your chest and you'll be good. Sometimes you just have to get it off
your chest. You just have to get it off your chest.
And stop pretending. Sometimes we just pretend too much. That strong person, the no move, the no.
You know, sometimes you don't pretend. Sometimes people, okay, so let me talk from personal experience.
Right.
People see me as somebody who's strong and, oh, you're strong-willed, you're confident.
Yeah.
So people do not think it should get to you, it should get to me so much. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're okay. I mean, just brush it off and move on.
Mm.
But that thing has entered. The breakfast was served.
Hmm.
Plates cleared and all. So sometimes it's how people see you as well.
Yeah.
They think that, oh, maybe they think, oh, this person is fragile. We need to support you. We need to call you. And then you don't want to be called so much. Like, it's getting too much. And then you're that person that you just wish someone would call and ask how you're doing. Someone would actually check up on you. Yeah. But then they're also sitting back and they're like, oh, she's fine. I mean, look at her. She does everything. She should be good. So maybe we should be open to telling people how we want to be treated, how we want to be helped in this situation.
That makes sense. Telling people how you want to be helped.
Yeah.
That really makes sense. Because just accept whatever comes, right?
Yeah.
I think we have to build that support system.
Yes.
Deliberately build a support system.
Yes.
I like that. Okay. So, relationships. Let's move to money. Becoming 30, looking back, how do you feel about how you handled it?
It's another mixed bag. There's some times where I didn't do too good.
Yeah.
But then, of course, growing up, maturing, I got to learn how to manage my resources better.
Mm.
And then, and of course, money.
Mm. So tell us some, maybe, few lessons you've learned about managing.
Right. So there was a time, COVID era, when I started reading about finance.
Right.
So then I learned how to actually draw up a plan for my money. Look at the things that I need, the things that I want to have.
That's nice.
And then sort of categorize it.
Do a mapping.
Yes, do a mapping. And then consciously plan to save.
Right.
So I just wrote my salary, all the money that comes to me, the things that I need to put money down for. So
how much is your salary?
Excuse you. Right. So I did the mapping, the things that I definitely have to put money aside for, I did.
Yeah.
And then I look at how much of my money is left.
Yeah.
And then I cut a portion to say every month I'm going to save X amount. Then I have, of course, free money that is not attached to anything. I have money saved aside for emergency. Yeah. So my emergency fund is separate from my savings.
Yeah.
So at every time I have disposable money, mm-hmm. and then my savings are like, I don't go in there at all.
Yeah.
So it's important to list it.
Yeah.
And then in doing that, I realized the places where I was spending
too much
unnecessarily, or I was, yes, nonsense spending. Let's just say it. So then I realized that, okay, these things, I need to stop. Put this into savings. Put that into savings. Put that. If you don't actually sit down and put paper to pen, you think that, oh, that 500 CDs you are saving is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you actually do the math, you'd realize that you could actually save 800. So it's important to sit down and do the math. I wrote and wrote how much I spend on airtime. Everything.
You're talking to me.
Everything. I said, okay. So then, so I put down enjoyment money because it's important. So that I put down enjoyment money. So I have enjoyment fund.
So enjoyment
I'm,
fund.
Yes. So I'm not just spending money because there's money in my account. I just pick it and go and buy something.
You plan for it.
I plan for it. So that you need to plan for it.
Enjoyment fund.
Yes.
Guys, do you have an enjoyment fund? Or your money not the rich?
Nobody has enough money.
Exactly.
Nobody has enough money.
Yeah.
Nobody has enough money.
Yeah, nobody.
If you dash down with him and he will take it. Nobody has enough money. So you actually need to put paper to pen. See the things that you cannot do without. Mm-hmm. After you have listed them, the money that is left, you make allocation for your savings.
Mm.
Then what you still have left, you now look at putting money aside for yourself. You are the one that's waking up every day and going to work and running around.
Guys, I'm enjoying this conversation. And I think if we don't put some breaks to it, we'll go on and on and on and on, because becoming 30 is really, really becoming 30. Because there's a lot that you have to know. There's a lot that you have to do. And, I mean, machines are learning. Why are human beings not learning? Sometimes we get too much fixated on things and we do not learn, we do not feel forward. Like, she has shared so many experiences, and I'm sure that you are learning something from it. At the end of the day, we just want you to learn something from it, right? Yeah, she's sharing her experience, I'm sharing mine as well, and we want you to pick something from it. So, I have about 10 things here that I have been thinking about when you become, thinking of becoming 10, right? I listened to a few podcasts, listened to what people were saying and how I could relate myself, my experiences to it. So I'm going to mention some of them, right? And I want to hear your take on it.
Okay.
So this is like the last session. So someone says spend money on experiences. What do you think about it?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
What's one of the, like, one of the experiences you spent money on that you never forget?
So I paid and took myself for a conference, pharmacist conference in Spain. And so the package that it was a travel and tour agency that put something together. So I got to do Spain, I got to do France, I got to do Switzerland. And it was exciting. And I saved for it. Remember, we were talking about it. I didn't go and steal. I saved for it. You see, I didn't just wake up one morning and empty my bank account or carry my whole salary and go buy a plane ticket.
Yeah.
I planned to do it. I saved up. And then I did it.
You had a vision you worked towards.
Yes. Because...
All right.
Okay.
Let's go to the next one. You have time at 30.
You have time.
You have time. What do you think about? Or do you not have?
Yes and no.
Right.
I mean, everybody has the same 24 hours in a day. Nobody has more. So what you make of your time is really up to you. What is important to you? What have you set out to do for yourself? So what I plan to do by 30 is not the same as what you plan to do by 30 or what you plan to do by 50, because we've already passed the 30. what you plan to do at 40. Everybody's on a different timeline. So again, just be inspired by people's journeys. Don't do what they are doing.
You're not racing anyone, you're racing yourself.
No, don't do what they are doing. Just strive to be a better version of yourself. Definitely, you see someone doing something great. There's a lesson in there. Pick the lesson. Don't go and pick their whole life, because the demons they are struggling with, which they are not talking about so much, when you enter in there, might just break your yeah.
Right, so in this world of social media influencers, people drinking some syrup and losing weight in 24 hours, people, that's what they say. But is that really the case? Influencers are doing all manner of things. Influencers are just trying to whip up our interest in so many things. And someone says that don't let influencers buy your interest and program you. What do you feel about that?
Well, it's not just influencers. Let's not shout too much on the influencers. They are doing their job. Mouth for chop. So again, it's you. You are the one consuming that information. They after they made their videos or they did their ads, they put it out there. Nobody turned your phone on and opened their page for you. You went there yourself. What did you go looking for?
Make your own
What
decisions.
did you go looking for? So what you went there for, did you find it? Yes, you picked it. You didn't find it, you leave that space. It's really that simple. If someone is selling a car, do you need a car? If you need a car, okay, then you're having a conversation with them. What's the price? Is it the kind of car that you want? Your money's not up to, okay, what's the plan to raise the money to get it? That means you need a car, so you're asking valid questions, you're taking steps to ensure that you are able to purchase the car.
You're not just going for
Now,
it because somebody said
someone is selling a car. Do you need a car? No. What are you still standing there for?
I'm wasting your time. Okay, let's go to the next one. Date the person, not the potential.
What?
Date the person, not the potential.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah.
This is the person, not the potential. Why are you looking for trouble with this kind of question and all of that? Okay, did the person know the potential? No. That's huge. We need like 7 hours to unpack it. Definitely,
The potential is part.
potential is part. You can't tell me that just look at what you are seeing today. No. And then also, you can't tell me to rely solely on what you think is in your future. It's supposed to be a healthy mix of both. Because the person that you are today, the things you're doing today, is what is building you up for what you're going to be.
It's not by any
Definitely,
fluke of luck.
no. It's definitely some things may come up unexpectedly. We didn't plan for COVID. COVID came, but we are readjusted and reprogrammed,
Imagine.
and we are here. So there are values. It's the values that the person has that you need to be interested in, because those would not change or would not easily just fade away or be shifted with the changing seasons. So if the person is a reliable person is an honest person, is a hardworking, kind person, those are the that's the basis. So then
That's
you
who the
know
person
that's who the
is.
person is. So then in a situation, those are the things that the person would rely on to make decisions or rely on to move forward or to step back. So then you need those are the things you need to look out for. Somebody can come from nothing and become great. Somebody can be so great and then lose it all. So if you're telling me not to look at the person right now, that's wrong. If you're telling me not to look at potential, that's also wrong.
So
You
look
need
at
to look
both.
at both.
Right.
You need to look at both.
Okay. Time is running up or running out. Let's look at this. Money doesn't make money. People make money. Money doesn't make money. People make money. So it's talking about relationship. I think so. For me, with my experience turning 30, like what I realized I did is I built very good relationships. And this relationship opened doors for me. I was not
Okay.
just following money, like
Okay.
money in itself. Like show
Okay.
me money. Where is the money? Where is the money? I was looking for needs. And then people had me on top of mind when it came to something and they recommended me.
Okay.
Right? So it's just don't follow money. Right? Build relationship.
Okay.
People will lead you to make money. What do you think
Okay.
about that?
Okay. Definitely. I mean, of course, people. So there's also there's a way they put it. Is it your social something?
Your network is your net worth.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah.
Or your is it your social net? There's something.
There's something.
There's something. Like you need people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need people. Like you said, there are certain rooms that you may not have the opportunity to stand in and defend yourself, or you may not have the opportunity to stand in and actually show what you can do. But there's somebody who's in that room that knows you and knows that Kunidu can do this thing. Kunidu is the right person for this job. So when the conversation is being had, that person is going to mention your name and then you get called in. So definitely visibility again.
Yeah.
People need to know you for something, so that if we are looking for someone to get furniture into this room, we know that okay, person A is good with that. Okay, I have an event. I'm looking for a makeup artist,
Yeah.
and then I ask you. You should be mentioning Beauty Beyond Brushes.
Yeah.
Don't mention anybody else's name.
You didn't even mention Beauty Beyond Brush
If you
at the
are you're
beginning.
looking for a dress,
Yeah.
oh, I need a dress ASAP. Who do I call?
Yeah, that's what
So
I'm saying.
yes, so you need to be seen. You
Yeah.
need to be seen. Your brand needs to be out. You need to sell yourself. Don't hide. You can do it. Say you can do it.
I like that. You can do it. Say you can do it.
Say
It's
you can do
not
it.
pomposity. You can do it. You can do it. You're watching this. You can do it. Say you can do it. Right? Put your best foot forward. So in wrapping up, I know you're a very strong person. Right? I know you are you are strong-willed. And I want you to, in conclusion, talk on this. Be your own person. Try to do things alone.
Oh.
Because I feel that in this, yeah, we're in a very social media has made a lot of things very social. And now social is like doing things with people. And people always want to do things with people. But I feel that it gets to a point in your time in your life when you have to build value. Sometimes you have to do it by yourself. And people might not, people might underestimate you. But you have to push the frontiers and prove yourself. What do you think about it?
Like there's so many things running through my mind right now. I don't know which one I should pick and bring out first. So definitely there's power
Numbers.
in numbers. Unity is strength,
Unity strength, yeah.
but it's individual powers that are joining to form a bigger power. So coming in, there should be you should be built up to a certain level.
Two good heads are better than
You should be built up to a certain level. You need to invest in yourself, in your personal development, your brand development. You need to invest in yourself. So you see people and it's nice, it looks good. People have spent years behind the scenes before they are now coming out and you are looking at them and you're starstruck. They've done a lot of work behind closed doors before coming out. All the work is actually in the preparation phase. So, like this conversation we're having, this set that we have, we talk about putting the cameras and everything. You and us in the cameras, putting everything
Even
together before we sat down to do this.
the conversation we had before we started.
So there's a lot of behind the scenes that you need to submit yourself to. You can't just wake up from bed and I want to be a star, and then you close your eyes, count to 10, and open your eyes and you're a star. You need to do the work. So if it means taking up a course, if it means understudying someone, if it means signing up for a program, do it. Get the expertise, get the knowledge, build on the skill. And someone can learn for you. If we both want, so like we decided to have this conversation.
Yep.
You had to prepare, I had to prepare.
True.
We didn't prepare together,
But we came together.
but we've come together and we've put up a nice show. I believe we put up a nice show.
I believe
Yes.
so.
So yes, there's definitely the parts where you have to do by yourself. But of course, if you need help, ask for help. There's no glory in suffering.
Of course, if you need help, ask for help. Certainly, there is no glory. Certainly, there is no glory in suffering. I have loved this conversation. I've loved it. Can I do? I feel
Yay.
like we are motivational speakers already, man. But this was just a conversation about becoming 30, sharing experiences, things we have learned, things we've had to unlearn. And trust me, like, we've not even spoken about half of it. We've not spoken about half of it. Probably we should have a part two. Some way, somehow, maybe we'll have a part two, maybe not. But let me hear from you in the comment section, right? There's a lifestyle podcast that I'm working on, I'm running, and I really want to share insights for Ghanaian youth on how they can survive in Ghana. You know, a lot of people are thinking of leaving Ghana. There's a better place. You know, I don't know how you feel about this, but what I feel about it is, let's brighten the corner where we are, right? If we are in Ghana, let's make it work in Ghana. If we are outside, let's make it work there, okay? And we are, I think that we have value. I really think that the youth of Ghana have value. I think that sometimes people discount what we can do because probably they have let the door open to a few people who have let them down. But you know, yesterday's price is not today's price. What people have done in the past, you can't use it as a yardstick necessarily for what other youth can do. So please, those who are inspiring us, please stretch your hand, support us. We want to do well. And thank you guys. Share this, leave your comments, let me know what you think about it. You can drop me a mail. I'll drop my email down there. And follow Beauty Beyond Brushes, right?
Yes.
You
Beauty
are
Beyond
on
Brushes on Instagram.
Instagram, Beauty Beyond Brushes on Instagram. I'm sure I have a scroller rolling down there talking about Beauty Beyond Brushes. You also have an Instagram, Tumbi Kani on Instagram. She's Tumbi Kani on Instagram. And on LinkedIn,
Ikea.
if you are Kunle Dapa on LinkedIn. Guys, let's connect. I'm also Kwame Nyamita Dapa on LinkedIn. Everywhere I'm Kwame Nyamita Dapa. Let's connect, let's share insights, and let's build a better Ghana for ourselves. For ourselves. For the future generation to come. Thank you very much, guys. Let's stay connected. Bye for now.